All right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Man, it's good to be in God's house this morning. It amazes me sometimes how God works things out and how he does things. Alita, he had to wake you up the same time he woke me up. Lord willing, I'm going to speak on the anchor holds this morning. And I want to talk on that this morning if God gives me the chance, but I just love him this morning. Can I just start with that this morning? Can I just tell you how good he is? How awesome a God that we serve. I could not begin to explain to you how good God is. It's been in my life. Now, you may be sitting back here, and I know God's good in your life as well. And he is. But if you're sitting back there this morning and you don't know, or maybe you just kind of wishy-washy about it, can I tell you something this morning? God is good. And once you get to know him, he will be good in your life as well. Because he is that kind of a God. Now, you know, I'm going to be over in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, if you want to turn there. While you're turning there, I want to thank you all for yesterday for coming down to our little get-together, those that come and those that couldn't be there for whatever reason. But I want to thank all of you for the prayers, for the cards, for everything. And I really, really appreciate that. You don't know how much I do, and I really thank all of you for that. If I didn't get a chance to tell you yesterday individually, I'm telling you all right now as a group. Really appreciate that. I'm going to be in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, the 18th, starting with the 18th verse. If you would, if you're able this morning, let's stand and read God's word together. I may read down to about the 20th verse, maybe. We'll see. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope? We have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entered into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made as a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Praise God. Can I tell you, Christians, we have an anchor. That my Bible tells me that is both sure and steadfast. That should let you just shout the house down in here this morning. If you just read that this morning. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to thank you, Father, this morning for your mercy and grace. I thank you, Lord, for your love, Lord, that you give us, Lord. And I ask you, Father, to be with the hearts and the souls that are in this church, Lord, this morning. I pray, Father, that you would open it up, Lord. And the Father, that, Lord, that you would give us the word that's needed this morning, Lord. And Father, give the anointing to me, Lord, the Father, it could be sent out the way that you would have it. And Lord, we'll praise you for it all. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Amen. You may be seated. As you can tell, I want to concentrate on verse 19, and I want to concentrate on an anchor for the soul. Every once in a while, Stephanie will sing a song. It's called The Anchor Holds, and I love that song, and she has sung it before, because there are times in all of our lives we need an anchor. Can I have an amen? We need an anchor that's both sure and that's both steadfast. I thought of thinking about this the last few months with everything that has transpired. And as Alita said, you know, he just impressed this upon me here the last few days that it could happen. Anything could happen in the next days, in the next years, in the next month. We don't know. Things can happen in our life. And we need that anchor that is sure and steadfast, because there can come stuff just out of the right field and just hammer us. We're not even expecting it to come. And I'm telling you, you need something that is sure and is steadfast. Listen, especially if you look at this nation and the possibility within this, in our church and within our families and all around us, we have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, going to happen within the next hour, not alone tomorrow or in the next week or in the next month. We just don't know. We just have no idea. We all know what happened with the virus was COVID whenever it hit. Listen, you know, we all know that. It turned this nation, it turned the world upside down within a matter of weeks. Praise God that we had an anchor that was both sure and steadfast. Amen? And sometimes these attacks can seem like they're overwhelming in our life, you know. And I was pondering on many of these things. And like, as God reminded me, the brother said, we had an anchor that held. And I can tell you, when life storms hit you, you need something that's solid. You need something that's sure. Because you know what an anchor does? Greg, you know this. Anybody that fish know, fishers know this. If you throw that anchor down, it'll go till it reaches something solid. Then it'll stop, right? That's what, praise God, we got an anchor. The solid rock in which we stand this morning. That anchor of our soul that is both sure and steadfast this morning. And we, and that hope and an anchor, we have a Savior. We have a Savior this morning that, can I tell you, He will not fail us. We fail Him. We do it. But He will never fail us. And I looked into the anchors. And as I looked into it and everything that an anchor is used for. And there are some things that an anchor is used for. The brother said that this coincides with our walk as Christians. And I think it's something that's very important. Number one, an anchor is great whenever the storm hits. Amen? Whenever the storm hits. Because, listen to me, there, you don't even have to drop the anchor, Patty, for it to help in a ship. Did you know that? They say that an anchor, even when it's in the ship, even if you don't drop it, it gives stability. Can I tell you something this morning that Christ does for all of us that are Christians? He gives us stability. He gives us something that we can hang our so-called hats on. Praise His name. He gives us that anchor for our soul that is both assured and is steadfast. Because listen, whether we drop that anchor, we're in the midst of that storm, or whether we keep it in the bow, I can tell you it gives us stability. Because without the anchor, the ship is not stable. I'm telling you, there have been times in my life where Satan has hit me out of left field. And he has you. And if it was not for the anchor, if it was not for that stability, I would not be standing up here this morning preaching to you. Because you can say amen that we have an anchor that gives us stability. Can you say amen to that this morning? Especially during the roughest places in our life. No matter how hard the storm batters us, I can promise you this morning, that as long as that anchor is attached and you're attached to that anchor, you will have stability in your life. You may feel like you're drifting all over the place. You may feel like a lot of different things. But as long as that anchor is attached, you will have sure and steadfast hope in your life. The anchor holds, doesn't it, sis? The anchor holds. It does. You may feel that your life has been turned upside down. And you're adrift. But praise God through Jesus Christ this morning, your anchor can hold. But if you continue to hold on that, it will grab a hold of something solid. As I said, if you drop that anchor, that anchor will hit something solid and it will stabilize you and pull you back to where God wants you. How many times can you say that in your life? It's half the storm will not take you under. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Not talking about me. It's not talking about anybody else in the church. And praise God, we've got good people and prayer warriors and friends in this church. But I tell you, one that cares for you, He cares for you all the time, 24/7. Believe me. Hold on to the anchor because the anchor will hold during the storms of your life. It will do that. You may be sitting here this morning. I don't know everybody's life in here, but there may be a sudden storm on your horizon. I don't know. The anchor holds. The anchor holds. Can I have a witness to that this morning? There's been a bunch of it here this morning that have been hit for storms in your life, and the anchor's held. Amen? It has. No matter the storm, the anchor can hold. Do you have the faith that that anchor will hold you in the times of trouble? I hope that you do here this morning. Because if you don't, I tell you this altar is open here this morning. Can I tell you something else too that the anchor does? And this just blessed me so much as I looked into this. The anchor will help you through the treacherous times that you're about to face. The headstorms that you're about to face. You see, there's a difference in a sudden storm and then the treacherous things that you can see out there that are coming your way. There's a difference in that. And can I tell you here this morning, you know what? That anchor can hold as well this morning. You see, when you see trouble coming and not sure the path that it's going to take or that's going to send you, the anchor can help you hold. Let me give you an example. Alita mentioned this morning over in Acts 27, 29. Then fearing, this is Paul and him, then fearing lest that we should have fallen upon the rocks, they cast out their anchors. It wasn't one, they cast out four of them. And let me explain to you what all that consists of. Well, let me explain to you what that happened. You see, they did not know the path that they needed to get into port. They didn't know it. The winds were blowing. They were trying to get to shore. So they would drop out those anchors. And whenever an anchor would hit on one side or the other, they would know we've got to go the opposite direction because we're getting too close to the coral. We're getting too close to the rocks. And what they would do, they would drop them anchors, and when they would come into a port, especially when they didn't have high tide, and they were in a storm, and they would drop those anchors and would let them safely navigate in through. They would feel their way through it, so to speak. When the anchor came to the rock, they knew that. In other words, because the anchor, even though there were such strong headwinds, and it could be coming against you here this morning, and waves and treacherous sailing, those anchors still led them into the port. We know the story there. We know what happened there. They ended up, the ship broke up. But in normal times, they could get through, and that's how they would do it. Let me remind everyone in the sound of my voice here this morning. Can I tell you this morning? You know what? You're not home yet, brothers and sisters. You haven't reached your final destination yet. Almost said West Virginia language there, didn't I? You haven't reached your final destination yet. Brothers, we need the anchor to help us through the treacherous times that are coming, do we not? We need that. We need for God to help us, direct us through there. We are not there. We're not standing in the presence of God yet. We don't know what we're going to face. And until that day comes, until it comes, brothers and sisters, we need to have the anchor of God that is sure and steadfast to reach us. For we hope that we have an anchor of the soul that is both sure and steadfast, which entereth in within the veil. Because we need to keep on keeping on. Keep on moving forward in our Christian walk. Amen? Look at the past. Look at the last part of that verse there too, 19. Enters into that within the veil. Now down through the years, whenever I first looked at that, I thought it was talking about the veil of the temple whenever it was rent from top to bottom. I thought that's what it's talking about. But do you know this is a nautical term? This is a sailing term? And I didn't know that until I studied this. And I'll tell you what, it has blessed my heart to know this. You know where it talks about forerunner in the next verse right there? This is what he was talking about. Whenever they would go into port and it was low tide and they couldn't get into port, there was a little boat that would come out and it was called a forerunner. And they would drop the anchor down in that boat. And they would take that anchor on long ropes and take it into the port. And whenever the high tide would come up, that rope tied to that anchor would get tight and it would gently bring the ship into the port. Praise God. Doesn't that feel like preaching this morning? Amen. Praise God. We serve one. The brothers and sisters, whenever we drop the anchor, and he grabs a hold of it, and he takes it safely into the port for us. And you know what he does? Whenever the time comes, whenever we can't see to get there, praise his name, that drags us right on in there. There's times in our life, brother. You know, the Bible says sometimes we stand. When we can do all that we can do, what's it tell us to do, Alita? It says just to stand. Why? Because we know what? The time, just like the footprints in the sand. You know what? We question why there's only one set. Because our anchor is lifted us and is taking us into port. Amen. Praise His name this morning. We serve that kind of a God. And they didn't know what they were doing. Can I tell you something? You have no idea what you're going to face. And you have no idea whenever the troubles come sometimes how you're going to face them. But can I give you some words of encouragement this morning? If you have Jesus, you have an anchor that is both sure and steadfast. You let Him have it, the forerunner. You let Him have it to take it into shore for you. And drop the anchor on the other side. Listen, and when the tide comes, I praise God this morning. Sometimes the tide may be low in your life. And you know what? Maybe you think that you're not going anywhere. And you may say, how are we going to make it? Can I tell you this morning, you serve an anchor. You got an anchor that's both sure and steadfast this morning. Remember those times Jesus will come beside of you and He will say, just drop the anchor for me. Let me have it. Let me have it, brothers and sisters. I'll give you a little bit of advice this morning. And I know this is hard. I know it is. When you take something to the altar to pray about, leave it there. Leave it there. Let Him have it in faith believing. Let Him have it. He'll pull you to safety. He'll pull you home. We have a hope. We have that. We don't know what lies ahead, but praise God, people may fail you. You know what? There may be bad news right around the corner. But praise God, you have a hope that is both sure and steadfast this morning. You have an anchor that is both sure and steadfast this morning because of the hope. The anchor can hold. It can hold. Yes, it can. Praise His name this morning. The anchor can hold. You may see rocks all around you, but can I tell you, the anchor will lead you through it. And you know something else that the anchor is good for? Listen to me. It's not only good in the storms, it's also good in the good times. Amen? It is for all of us. It is good in the good times. Let me give you an example. People that go out and fish, they have these fish finders, right? What do you have those for? So you can find the fish. What do? You anchor right there, and that's where you fish. Praise God. There's going to be times whenever the Spirit of God... somebody said it here this morning. You know, they're praying and the Spirit of God come upon them. I think it was Lee was talking about that. That's the place to anchor your soul, is it not?
Amen.
Isn't that? You know, whenever the Spirit is moving into church and testifying and people's feeling it going, that's a good place to anchor your soul, isn't it?
Amen.
Whenever you're in the Word of God and God starts blessing you through the Word... Praise His name. That's a good place to anchor your soul right there, isn't it not?
Amen.
He is both sure and steadfast. Well, can I tell you something? Whenever the Lord starts blessing you and the Holy Spirit starts flooding you, let me give you a little bit of advice. Drop your anchor and stay there a little bit. Stay right there a little bit. Let Him bless you. Folks, when God is blessing, you don't just stay in that place. Stay there while reading the Word and the Spirit falls. Stay in that place. Stay there for a while. How many of you, I'm going to put you on the spot. How many of you got prayer closets at the house? How many got a place that you can go to at the house that you just pray? Man alive, you need a prayer closet. You need a place to go. You need a place to go to get a hold of God. You need a place to go. I did it in my car when I used to go back and forth to work. That, believe it or not, that was my prayer closet. But can I tell you something? It could be out in the woods. It could be out in a building. Praise God. Find a place and get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm here. Lord, I'm dropping my anchor. Bless. Lord, I'm the good times, Lord. When you're in a season of blessing, drop your anchor. Amen. Drop it. When we was on this singing cruise, I think I told this. We went down, and they're only supposed to sing 30 minutes. And the inspiration started singing, and the Spirit of God fell on that ship. And we were there for over an hour, probably an hour and a half. We were there. Praise God, we dropped our anchor right there. That, and just praise God and let him wash over us. Let him bless us. Drop your anchor. It doesn't have to be in a storm. It could be a good time when you're so praise his name this morning. We Lord, when you come across the goodness of God, drop your anchor. Drop it. I say this is nothing but humbleness in my heart here this morning. And not one bit of malice. God knows my heart towards anyone. But down through the years of my ministry, I've seen a number of folks and I've seen churches that God richly blessed. I've seen people richly blessed. And they just seem to be drifting with life. They just seem to be just drifting everywhere with life. Didn't have testimonies. Didn't have this. Didn't have that. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? What happens if the storms come? What happens? There's no anchor there. They seem only to drift, and they never have it. The Spirit never seems to move them. Can I tell you something this morning? Greg said it earlier. The Word of God's alive. And if the Word of God's alive in you, praise His name. Don't you think this morning that you know what? That He would stir you once in a while? You see them at church, and they feel like it. You know, praise His name. They have ritualistic church services. They don't allow the moving of the Spirit. Don't allow it. I've seen folks who will bounce from church to church without an anchor. I've seen it. You know what? When you get a hold of something solid, sit down there and let the Lord bless you. Stay right there and let the Lord bless you. Because He's got something for you. He's got something for you. Listen, and the last thing, Christians, we have an anchor that is short step. We don't need to drift. And the fourth thing I want to talk about is the anchor is good for rest. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Whenever the ship gets into port, they lower the anchor, and the captain don't have to worry no more. He can sleep. It's just like our ship when we was on here recently. One day, Patty, our ship's going to be in short one day. Our anchor will be set. I won't have to worry anymore. I'm going to be home one day. Amen. We're going to be in a time of rest, amen? The anchor is good to get us to rest one day, amen? Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Can I tell you something? As long as you're on this side of eternity, you're not going to have total rest in your life. You'll have it in your soul. But can I tell you something? You're not going to have rest. There's going to be things come up. There's going to be work to do. There's going to be challenges to face. But one day, we're going to be home. And there ain't going to be no more of that stuff. There won't be no more of it. We're going to be at rest. I thank God this morning. You'll never rest from the battle. And Christians, can I say, we will dock safely one day. And there will be our rest. There will be our rest. Amen this morning. Amen. I'll tell you what, I am thankful that I serve a God that is able. Let me know. An anchor that is sure and steadfast. Praise His name this morning. Amen.